listening to GaiaAmazonas.org.
You know, Martin, whenever I'm asked what we can do for indigenous people, I always cite the Colombian example. Mm-hmm. And it really is an example for the entire world, what you've managed to do over the last 45 years. But if you had to distill that methodology, if you will, what would you say?
Well, I started first living with the Indians in the 70s for about 8 years. So I got to know them pretty well. And I got to discuss with them what they wanted, where they wanted to go. So when in the 80s I moved into government, I had an agenda. I was prepared. I was head of Indian Affairs, but I knew where I was going. And there I pushed with the president, who supported it, Barco. We pushed for land rights. And we got 20 million hectares in the area the size of the United Kingdom. Then we got the laws in place at a constitutional level and went back and accompanied the Indians to set up their own programs, to develop their own programs according to what they think, what they want, what they need, but supported by the law. I think it's essential that when the indigenous people come and sit at the table or discuss with the government, they have a proposal. They're not defending themselves. They're not going against something. They're for something. They're for their agenda. And their agenda has been set up based on their culture, based on their laws, based on their understanding, and based on the Western laws, I mean the government laws also, so it fits in to what the government says, right? So first we got the land and the laws in place, and then we went down for the indigenous people to implement their rights, to carry them out, because it's not claiming anymore, it's carrying them out.
So it seemed like you were always trying to stay one step ahead of the government.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that's essential. I think on the one hand, you have to be prepared, because sometimes the opportunity is open. They're always open. There's always an opportunity. If you're ready, you move in and you get it done. I was ready at that moment. I was calling the head of Indian Affairs, and it went. And we would not have achieved this in a different president or in a different moment. It was just the right moment. The same thing with the constitutional rights in the ILO convention. It was the same president, and it moved because he gave full support. The other thing which is essential is be a step ahead. We've always been in the Amazon. We don't wait for things to happen. We are not there in a healing mood. We think we're there in a preventive. Get things done. Get the indigenous people to set up their land management plans. Get them to set up their life plans so they're ready. So when anybody comes in to consult them, if they agree with a company, a road, or whatever's coming in, they say, look, this is the way we want to live, this is the way we think, these are our objectives, the whole community knows it, they're prepared, they have a plan.
So you're very proactive as opposed to being reactive.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they have to have their plan, they have to know it. They've had, it takes them time, sometimes 2 or 3 years to set up the plan. But you have to start now before the company comes in.
It's so brilliant, because I've seen time and again indigenous communities who in a sense are burying their heads in their sand because they want to deny what is about to happen, and then when these major forces come into their lives, it creates a shock that creates disorganization. It's very difficult then to rally your thoughts, your ideas to a positive kind of...
And the other problem that if you don't have a proposal, if you don't have a plan, you end up first objecting and saying no on a defensive angle. And then you end up in what is for benefit sharing, and you get some money. You say, okay, we'll give you this, or we'll give you a school, we'll give you this, whatever it is, and we'll give you money. But what's important is not so much the benefit sharing, it's the decision making. Now, if you have a plan, you can decide. I want to go in this direction. This is what I want. But if you don't have a plan, it's very difficult to participate in decision. And the fundamental thing for indigenous people is to participate in decisions. They have to decide where they're going. It's their kids. It's their future. It's their land. They must decide. But to decide, you have to have a plan. Mm. Then you become an authority. Mm. You're an authority if you have a plan. If you don't have a plan, you're not an authority. Even if you have a certain amount of power, you're not an authority because you don't know what to talk about.
For more news on the Amazon rainforest, visit our website, www.gaiaamazonas.org.